Have you ever heard of Augusta Evans Wilson, the writer?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I miss something.
Yes, sir. She was a very celebrated writer. She wrote The Speckled Bird, and she wrote Bird in the... let me see, she wrote Inez, and she wrote St. Elmo. That was her masterpiece, St. Elmo. And if, in going to the hill, you'd go out Old Shell Road and go to Ashland Place and go through, her home is still right in the middle of it. And she lived there until she died. And they called that Ashland Place. She was a very celebrated writer. Mm. Although she wrote St. Elmo at Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Was she a native of Mobile?
Yeah. You never heard about about Augusta Evans Wilson?
I might have. It sounds vaguely familiar. I just don't remember much about it.
I don't see how you're going to remember all that.
Well, let's see. Oh, you were telling me about the trees and plants and all that. Do you have this, I guess it's a vine, that if some people are allergic to it, it makes their skin break out?
Poison ivy and poison oak. They're both.
Have you ever gotten any of that stuff?
No, sir. I go as far from it as I... You don't know it is pretty. It's very pretty fine. And you don't know it. If you don't... It's just a little sharp, pointed leaf. And it looks very much like ivy. Mm-hmm. Like this ivy that they have on buildings.
Yes, ma'am.
And, but it... Oh, it will give you fits. It itches. And this country people, these people that I visited, the second girl, she was allergic to that plant. And I had been there when she would stay up all night long with a washcloth, dipped in water, putting it on her face. You have a high fever with it. Mm. It doesn't kill you, but it's just so disagreeable, you know.
Yes, ma'am. I guess so. Do you know if you have these tall bushes around here with the pretty pink and white flowers?
Azaleas, you know? Mobile's a city of azaleas. I've got one out here in front.
When do those bloom?
Mine blooms in November, but they start blooming in December. And they bloom around according to the weather. Some are early bloomers, some are late bloomers. The Pride of Mobile blooms generally. I used to have mine on the table for Christmas and New Year's and Thanksgiving. But it's in March generally. Now that's what you want to come down and see. Go on the Azalea Trail.
What is that?
Well, they have a queen, the most popular girl in Mobile, and her maids and their escorts. And they have a tour of the city, and people come from every place. And Oakley, now who does Oakley belong to? It's an old southern place, and it's now been converted into a museum and a clubhouse. It's a damn, well, it would be hard to get to if you didn't have somebody to tell you. Whose home was that now? You find it on there. I wish she could get you a brochure and point out these places that were worthwhile going to. Some of them are just beautiful homes and gardens. How about Billing Grace? Have you ever been there?
No, ma'am. I've already heard of it, though.
Oh, go there.
How far away is that?
Oh, it's down quite a bit.